This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will continue to work for peace, progress and prosperity of the region during his third term. In this context, he called for deeper people-to-people ties and connectivity in the region. Mr. Modi was meeting the visiting leaders of India's neighbourhood and Indian Ocean region at Rashtrapati Bhavan last night after his swearing-in ceremony. Thanking them for gracing the occasion, Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to its neighbourhood-first policy and Sagar vision. Mr. Modi said, India will continue to amplify the voice of the Global South in the international arena. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet in honour of the leaders of neighbouring countries attending the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Modi at Rashtrapati Bhavan last night. Leaders who attended the banquet included President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe, President of Maldives Mohammad Nuzu, Vice President of Seychelles Ahmed Afif, Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravin Kumar Jugnauth, Prime Minister of Nepal Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand, and Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobge. Welcoming the leaders, the President thanked them for accepting the invitation for the swearing-in ceremony of the new government and for joining in this celebration of democracy. The President also wished Prime Minister Narendra Modi success as he took on his high responsibility in the service of people of the country. Mr. Narendra Modi was sworn in as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term last evening. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Modi, along with the members of the new Council of Ministers at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. During the swearing-in ceremony, 30 cabinet ministers, 5 ministers of state independent charge, and 36 ministers of state took oath. Senior BJP leaders Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Piyush Goyal, Dharmendra Pradhan, Nirmala Sitharaman and BJP President J.P. Nadda took oath as cabinet ministers. Senior party leaders Kirin Rijuju, Prahlad Joshi, Giriraj Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Bhupender Yadav, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Annapurna Devi, Hardeep Singh Puri, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, G. Kishan Reddy, C.R. Patil, Dr. Virendra Kumar and Jewel Oram also took oath as cabinet ministers. Former chief ministers Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal and Sarbananda Sonowal were also administered oath as cabinet ministers. Besides, former Karnataka Chief Minister and JDS MP, J.D. Kumaraswamy, former Bihar Chief Minister and HAM Party Chief Jitendra Manji, JDU MP Rajiv Ranjan Singh, TDP MP Kinjarappu Ram Mohan Naidu and LJP Ram Milas Chief Chirag Paswan were among others who were sworn in as cabinet ministers. BJP leaders Rao Inderjeet Singh, Dr. Jitendra Singh and Arjun Ram Meghwal, as well as Pratap Rao Jadhav of Shiv Sena and RLD chief Jayant Chaudhary took oath as ministers of state independent charge. During the swearing-in ceremony, 36 ministers of state also took oath. The first meeting of the new union cabinet is expected to be held in Delhi this evening. In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as the Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers will be held today at 4 p.m. at Paul George Stadium in Gangtok. In Odisha, the swearing-in ceremony of the new Chief Minister of the BJP government will be held on Wednesday at Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar. The BJP has appointed Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav as its central observers to elect the Legislative Party leader in Odisha. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Designate N. Chandrababu Naidu will also be sworn in on Wednesday at Gannavaram in Krishna district. In cricket, ICC Men's Cricket T20 World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 6 runs in a thrilling match at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal has clinched the Hellborn Necker Cup challenger in Germany. He defeated Alexander Richard of Switzerland 6-1, 6-7, 6-3 in the men's singles title clash yesterday. With this victory, Sumit virtually qualified for the upcoming Paris Olympics. Spain's Carlos Alcaraz García grabbed his first ever French Open men's singles title at the Roland Garros in Paris last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.